If you could get your Bibles out tonight, we'll start with preaching tonight, and we'll end with prayer time, and change it up a little bit. The message is about prayer, and it just felt like might be a help to us in our prayer time if we had the message first. All right. Are we on, Mr. B? Are we good? All right. Turn to Isaiah chapter number 50 tonight. Isaiah chapter number 50. Let's pray, and then we'll look in the scriptures what the Lord has for us here tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. God, thank you that we can go to it for strength, for comfort, for wisdom, for guidance, for correction, for doctrine. God, I pray that you'd again lead us and guide us through it. Lord, I pray you'd bless the time tonight as we look a bit on prayer, and Lord, I pray you'd help us. And Lord, I pray that even in the prayer time, God, that it would be a sweet time with you. Lord, we need you and love you, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll start by asking a question this evening. Have you talked to God today? Have you prayed? Say, well, you know, I had a couple meals, so does that count? Sure, that counts. But have you prayed today? Have you established time? Have you set aside time where you talked with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Have you been attentive and listened to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? You know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter number 50 and verse 7, "For the Lord God will help me." God in His character and His attributes and His nature, He's a help to us. I told our staff this morning, I think it was, hey, we need help. No matter where you're at in life, you need help. You need help for today. You need help for tomorrow. You need God's help. And it's good to know that that is some of his very character. For the Lord God will help me. Why? Because He loves us. He wants to help us. Everything He does is good for us. Look at Psalm 46. Psalm 46. In Psalm 46 in verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present what? Help in trouble. Ever get yourself in trouble? Again, we were watching that show a little bit last week or something, and I think it was last week, and it was To Catch a Smuggler, and they catch someone with like 12 kilos of cocaine, and then, okay, you're allowed one phone call. Who you calling? You better call a lawyer. Yeah. One guy's calling his wife crying and all this kind of stuff. You ever get yourself in trouble? The Bible tells us that God is our help. Do you have any trouble today? Not like I did wrong, but hey, there was a circumstance that I needed help with. Again, I ask the question, did you talk to the Lord today? In Psalm 121, look there. Psalm 121 in verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I must say, if God can handle making heaven and earth out of nothing, He can handle my troubles and problems, can He not? Amen. He is able to help us. By nature, that's who He is. So have you talked to God today? Did you talk to the Lord? Say, why would I talk to God? Because He can help. Not only can He help, look at Psalm 34. Psalm 34 in verse 7. Just a little bit about the Lord here. Psalm 34 in verse 17. The righteous cry and the Lord heareth and troubleth them out of all their and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Not only does God help, but also in verse 17, God hears. Have you talked to God today? Did you try and handle a circumstance or a situation where you should have went to the Lord first? See, why would I do that? Because He helps us. And number two, He hears us. In 1 John chapter number 5, Sunday morning, preached a message titled something to the effect of, "Let's get serious." As we go day in and day out, it is easy to get caught up in the cares and affairs of the life and fail to talk to the Lord. Well, I was just so busy. Too busy to talk to God? Well, I just had so much going on. I was buried with stuff. I overwhelmed that you needed help? I just felt so alone. You know, God hears, right? 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, underline those next three words, He heareth us. He heareth us. God hears you. When we cry out, as we looked at in Psalm, when, hey, I'm a broken individual, I have a broken heart, He says, cry out to me, I can hear you. Verse 15, and if we know that He hear us, do you know that? Amen. Do you know that God hears you? Well, yeah, then can I ask you again? Have you talked to Him today? If you know He's your help, if you know that He hears you, have you talked to Him? Not only does He help us, not only does He hear us, in 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. It'd be one thing if He was able to help us. Another thing if He could hear us, but when you take all of that and package it up with the knowledge that He cares for you too. So why wouldn't you talk to someone that could help? Why wouldn't you talk to someone that hears? Why wouldn't you talk to someone that cares? You know, maybe you walked into the workplace today and someone sitting across from the way, or someone that you work with, however it is, I don't know the arrangement, maybe next to the shop bay or a cubicle or whatever it is that you work at, a workstation, Ms. Laura, a baking station, I don't know. And then just make small talk of, hey, how you doing? They can't really help. Are they even listening? Maybe they care. Or maybe it's just, that's what we do, right? We just say, ask how you're doing. It's like a formal greeting. It's like, hello. Hello, how are you doing? As you walk away. Like, we don't really want to know how you're doing. I just want to acknowledge that I've seen you. I have somewhat of an interest, right? But God says, I want you to stop. I want you to come to me. I want you to take all of your care and cast it on me, because I really do care for you. In Matthew chapter number 11. Matthew chapter number 11. In verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And look what He can do. and I will give you rest. How could he do that? Because he cares for you. Why would he take my burden? Because he cares about you and he can help. And he hears you. Been dealing with a company the last week and a half, a different company apart from the bus, another issue, and been dealing with them, and have left countless emails and voicemails. They're not hearing me. I don't feel like they care. And I certainly have not gotten any help. That's frustrating. I got a call today from my bank. Maybe you've gotten these calls before. And I got a text message from my bank originally, and they said, we've since noted a fraudulent purchase on your account. Please call us. Now, I've gotten those from places that I don't even have accounts at. I remember one time someone tried to buy something at Big and Tall. Yeah. No, that wasn't me. So I just missed it. I got a call and I missed the call. I was in a meeting. I looked at the voicemail. Hi, this is Robert from ESL. We're calling you regarding your account ending in these four numbers. We have noticed that. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know what? Maybe there is something to that. So I called back. If you've been notified that there's been fraudulent purchases, please hit number, three or whatever it was. So then they put me on hold for 30 minutes. Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold. Lord, I need help. Can you even hear me? Do you even care? Oftentimes I start a story and people grab me in the hall. So what happened? Someone in Singapore tried to buy something twice for $1. So now they flagged my account. My credit card is toasted. And I mean, it was only $1. They didn't let it go through. But now I have to wait 7 to 10 days to get a new card. I said, can I just go to the bank down the road? They're like, no, they don't offer that service. I said, okay. So that's the end of the story. But they said they cared, and then they put me on hold for 30 minutes. You know, when you talk to God, you get right through. I'm burdened with something. I need help right now. Looking back over the last 24 hours, do you wish you would have talked to the Lord a little bit more? Being reminded that he is there to help. Being reminded that he does hear. And being reminded again that he does care. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, I'd like to pose a question then. If God is our help, and he does, it says in the scriptures he does hear, and it does say that he does care. So why does it feel like sometimes he doesn't answer? Ever talk to the Lord about something and feel like you haven't gotten the answer? Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12 and verse 7, has a problem. Now, as we look at the problem, we understand why the problem is there. It was to help him keep humble, but yet in a familiar passage in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12 and verse 7, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations," certainly the Lord revealed some things to Paul. Is that not correct? We read the book of Romans. His ability to put doctrine into words is nothing part of divine. I don't think Paul was divine, but the revelation certainly was. The Bible says, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And the Bible says this, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Paul had a problem, so what did he do? He went to the God of help, who hears and who cares. And he prayed three times specifically about an instance. And it feels like, and when we read this, he prays three times. Say, God, would you please take this thing away? That's exactly what he prayed. Verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Three times he went to the God of help. Three times he went to the God who hears. Three times he went to the God who cares. And yet three times he got what we would maybe look at and say, God didn't answer his prayer. To which I will ask another question. Say, you got a lot of questions tonight. All right. It helps us think. What happens when God answers our prayer differently than what we thought? Could it be that God knows better than us? Is that possible, Brother Sutler? Could it be that God's understanding and God's knowledge of the circumstance far exceeds what these finite eyes can see? And when we look at this and we read and accuse the Lord that he did not answer, I beg to differ greatly. When God answers differently than what we thought, does that make him wrong? Mm-mm. He did answer. Paul says this, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me, and he said unto me. Here responds the God of help, the God who hears, and the God who cares. My grace is sufficient for thee. God, take this thing out of my life. All right, I will answer you. And the answer is, instead of taking it away, I will give you my grace. So when we feel like God maybe hasn't answered how we wanted, could you check the answer that he gave? Yeah, but I wanted, yeah, I understand what you wanted, but again, can I suggest that maybe you were wrong. Maybe your perception of the circumstance was different than God's. Instead of praying, God, my will be done, how about, God, thy will be done? Because if he took it away, as we follow through the story, then there could have been other consequences far greater than a thorn in the flesh. Again, we don't know what that is, but I would agree that it was something physical. So what's in your life? What's in your life that you're asking God to take away and you're blaming God that he's not answering when maybe he's answering just not with the answer you thought? In Isaiah chapter number 40, we'll look at three verses and then maybe take some comfort from that. Isaiah 40 and verse 29, it says, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. God, help me. Please take this thorn away. I'm weakened by it. Oh, that's okay. I'll give you power. I will give you strength. I will give you grace. Even the youths, that's a hard word to say for me, shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Maybe in your own strength you would have fallen, and by God weakening you, making you demand on God for His power and His strength, you actually soar and run. Maybe when it feels like the prayer is unanswered, God's strength and God's grace is the answer. I like Ephesians 3:16. Go there, please. Maybe this is what we need rather than the thorn removed. And Ephesians 3:16 says that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit, capital S, that's the Holy Spirit, in the inner man. Maybe we just need to be spiritually strengthened to get through. So can you evaluate in your life? Have you talked to God today? The God who helps, the God who hears, the God who cares. Well, I talk to Him and it feels like He doesn't answer. Maybe He's answered in a way you just weren't expecting. Lastly, Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that the thorn may be removed. That's not what it says. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So when God answers with, "My grace is sufficient. I will bestow My mercy upon you." Maybe that is the best answer we could have had instead of what we thought would have been the best answer. So maybe our prayers aren't unanswered. Can I encourage you today, tonight, tomorrow, ask yourself the question, have I really talked to God today? Not just in passing, did I bring my cares to a God who hears and a God who helps? And then will we listen? Will we listen to those answers? But what does God want? Again, may we suggest that maybe, just possibly, you were wrong. When Paul thought the best thing was for the thorn to come out, God said, no, it's actually better for it to stay. I'll just give you My grace. Maybe that'll be the answer for us tonight, tomorrow. We have access. I've been listening to the news a little bit more just about all the things that are going on in Israel. I hear about our president talking to the, I don't remember if it's president or prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and I forget what title does he have, Mr. Parrott? Is he the prime minister? Imagine when your phone rings and it's the president of the United States or the prime minister of Israel and they're talking back and forth. Yeah, but tomorrow I get to talk. Tonight I get to talk to the God who made heaven and earth. Well, I just don't have time to... Shouldn't it be I don't have time for anything else? Not only do I get to talk to the God of heaven and earth, but the Bible tells us that He is there to help us and everything He does is for our good. And that He hears us and that He cares about us. Let's take some prayer requests tonight.